This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Commanders at now 7-4 and very clearly behind the eight ball in terms of chasing the NFC East. There were people just yesterday that I heard that were like, well, maybe they can get a bye. Maybe they can get a bye. People, do we understand what goes into a bye nowadays? It's not the two top teams in the conference. It's one. Number one. That's it. That's the only bye. Now, you get an extra home game if you're the two seed. You do. But you're not guaranteed a bye. Even at the two seed, or I mean, you're not. You don't get one. All you're guaranteed is an extra home game. That's it, period. But that being said, forget about all of that. You got to worry now at 7-4, are you going to have enough juice? Not Benjamin St. Juice. You got plenty of that, much to your chagrin. Are you going to have enough juice to make the playoffs? And the answer probably at 7-4, 13 and a half hours removed from the final gun, the answer probably is yes, but it was almost definitely 5 days ago. And now it's, yeah, probably, maybe, I think so. Possibly. Possibly plus, right? In 5 days, it went from 7-2 to 7-4. They lost both games against the Keystone State Cops. And one game was uglier than the other, yet both games they had a chance to win. And if they would have done a couple of things better, right, more efficiently, they could have won at least one, if not both. The NFL, as many people have reminded you of the course of time, stands for not for long. It also stands for stupid, but that's a different argument and a different show. The NFL stands for not for long. 5 days ago, when we woke up Sunday morning and we all headed to Northwest Stadium and we saw all those terrible towels and all the black and gold, and some of you stupidly thought it was because the name stinks. I don't quite get that, but whatever. When we woke up Sunday morning and we headed to the stadium, this was a shoo-in in many of our opinions and eyes to be a playoff team. And now again, it's a two-game losing streak. It's not a shoo-in by any stretch, even though you think you have beatable opponents at least the next three games, but there is far, far, far from any guarantees, especially when you look at that Titans defense coming down the road 2 weeks from now. And, of course, you know, just the Cowboys in Washington, the rivalry and all that stuff. And they'll probably get up for that game and whatnot. and then New Orleans on the road, and you don't know exactly what to expect out of New Orleans on the road after the bye, and then Philadelphia at home, and then Kirk Cousins in Atlanta, maybe on and probably on a short week, and then at Dallas. You get the point. There's no guarantees. There wasn't a guarantee last Sunday morning when we woke up, but there's way, 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 way less of a guarantee on this Friday morning, now Friday afternoon, when we all woke up, right? Again, we all understand, we're all big boys and girls, we all understand how quickly things can change. And this is why, like, when people start talking, and people did on both of our stations, oh, well, Super Bowl, one seed, and 5 weeks, and this, and that. Ooh, slow down. Can we please win a few more games first? I mean, I kept trying, and I was accused of being an industry plant and accused of being negative. Nope. Instead, in reality, I'm a realist, and I've been down this road a lot, and I understand how quickly things can change, good and bad, right? 5 weeks ago, well, now 6 weeks ago, the Philadelphia Eagles were basically given up for dead. I mean, Nick Sirianni was yelling and screaming at fans. They were beating the Cleveland Browns 20-16 1 week after the Commanders had laid waste to the Browns. And everything seemed to be wrong. And then a snap of the finger, maybe more than one snap of the finger, and everything is Shangri-La in Philadelphia. Again, last Sunday morning we woke up feeling really good about the Commanders. And now, many of us that are either fans or avid followers or job dependent, right, on the Commanders and the Commanders being good or interesting or fun or fascinating, now a bunch of us feel maybe not terrible, but feel a lot worse than we did last Sunday morning and even yesterday morning, when a lot of people thought they might be able to win this game. And I thought if they did a bunch of things right, they would be able to win that game. Didn't pick them because I didn't have faith that they would do a bunch of things right that they needed to do. They did some things right, but not everything right. And ultimately, the way I kind of want to begin the show, besides what we've already mentioned, is they are a fairly good to good team. They're 7-4 through 11 weeks. That generally should get you to the good category. Not great, not very good, good. I'll say fairly good to good because I do think they overachieved a little bit on their path to 7-4. Now, you may pick a bone and say, nope, they're good or they're very good. Okay, you see it that way, I see it my way. I think they're fairly good to good. I think they're probably more good than fairly good, but fairly good to good. Does that make sense? They're not a bad team, even though they're on a two-game losing streak. And even though right now the sky-high feeling and the emotions that were generating bolts of electricity throughout this entire region just a couple of days ago have now dimmered, have now been put away for at least some time. And it's going to take a win or two or three for that magic, for that belief to come back again. They're not a bad team. They're not an average team. The record tells us that. Our eyes tell us that. The competitiveness tells us that. But by no means, again, can we walk around feeling that they are a shoo-in to make the playoffs. And by no means can we walk around going, hey, man, my team's awesome. My team can win any game. And maybe they can. But when I say you can win every game and any game, I think I take it at a different level than many of you. Because many of you are like, well, if they do one thing right or two things right, they needed to do six or seven or eight things right last night in order to win that game, and they did maybe one or two right. And that's okay. There's nothing embarrassing It was not a humiliating loss. It was not a bad loss. It was an ugly fourth quarter. And parts of the third quarter, yes, got a little squirrely on defense. I disagree with Coach Sheehan a little bit. He was making it like they were terrible on defense the entire second half. Listen, they certainly wore down. And I kept saying on X, on Twitter, you got to follow me, at WrestleMania621. I was worried how much they kept asking the defense to do over and over and over again. Lack of third downs. Just asking the defense against a high-powered juggernaut offense on the road on a short week to basically win that game on its own. I was worried about that. I kept worrying about that. Yes, I understand they got some breaks with Jake Elliott missing the couple of field goals, the extra point, all of that. Philadelphia not executing in the red zone. I get it. I get it all. I was there. I watched the whole game. I have 6 pages of notes. I get it. But it really, 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 really super-duper-ooper fell apart on defense in the fourth quarter. But that's, in my opinion, mostly because the offense was asleep at the wheel for about 52 out of the 60 minutes. And that's simply not good enough, dog.